72, an act to authorize additional off-sale retail liquor licenses in certain municipalities.
Senate Bill 172 and its pending amendment have had their second reading and are up for final consideration. Remarks on the Moore motion to amend Senate Bill 172. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. We closed with this here a couple of days ago. I had offered an amendment. And basically what that amendment said is that in any Class A municipality, if these individuals are going to be issued in excess of the three licenses that are already in statute for Class A municipalities, that they would have to put up a physical barrier around the part of the store that held the liquor. And anyone under 21 years of age would not be allowed within the confines of that physical barrier. I think that's the prudent, wise, and responsible thing for us to do. I find it amazing that we can go into grocery stores, and we can go into grocery stores all over the state, I understand that, but this provision only applies to those in Class A municipality, where you have a lot more access by kids to these particular areas of a grocery store. I think it's incumbent upon us to keep the juveniles out of those areas of the grocery stores. I think that it's incumbent upon us to act on this particular amendment in a positive manner and show the people of the state of South Dakota that we're serious when it comes to trying to keep alcohol out of the hands of juveniles. There's been far too many instances where individuals have been able to walk into these types of stores where the liquor is not cordoned off, and many times is not supervised. And what happens in those particular instances is you have individuals who shoplift or steal these alcoholic beverages. And I can tell you that we had a tragic misfortune down in Yankton here 3 or 4 years ago when exactly that thing happened, when some liquor was stolen from a grocery store. Those kids consumed that alcohol and were in a car accident, and all 5 of them were killed. I feel strongly about this. I feel that liquor is better controlled in a liquor store where they sell only liquor and they're not in the business of selling groceries and meat and bread and milk. So I think that the individuals who would want these licenses would want to be responsible. I realize they're going to sell liquor with their meat and the grocery and their beer, or with their meat and groceries and bread and milk and so on. But I think that we should ask them to be a little bit more responsible in how that is displayed and how it's cordoned off in the store. And they should be a little bit more responsible in the access that those individuals under 21 years of age have to that particular area of the store. I would ask your favorable consideration for the amendment to Senate Bill 172. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend?
Madam President.
Senator Munson.
Madam President, members of the body, I would just ask that you defeat the proposed amendment. I think it goes beyond that. I think that this now would take you into off-sale and retail liquor, and they'd have to have a physical barrier on that end. I'm not sure what that has, and I think that currently what we're trying to do is I do think that they monitor those stores, and that was a very unfortunate incident that happened down in Yankton, and none of us would just beyond tragedy what they have. But what this would do is it just allow them the latitude to expand the licenses. It doesn't create any new licenses. The licenses are available, and I would assume that the only ones this is going to impact is going to be the 2 larger cities in the state of South Dakota. And so I would just ask that you defeat the amendment and go on and pass the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend. Does any member wish to speak before Senator Moore speaks a second time? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to relay a little story about an incident that happened to me in a large store up in Sioux Falls. We've been up in Sioux Falls moving my daughter to her new home. My wife sent me to the to the grocery store to pick up a 12-pack. Now, I suppose I'm incriminating myself when I say that, but at this point, I really don't care. I walked into the store. I picked up that 12-pack. I went up to the counter to get checked out, and I had a 16-year-old girl waiting on me. And I think that's wrong. I think it's dead wrong. And I realized that the store policy said she couldn't sell that to me without first talking to a supervisor. She hollers, "Hey, Joe." He takes a look at me from 30 yards away, maybe more, and shakes his head yes. It's okay to make the sale. Responsible people would have walked up to that counter and made sure I looked as old as I really appeared to be from 50 yards. And that's the point I'm making here today, ladies and gentlemen. We have people under 16 years old selling booze, selling beer, and we really don't have a responsible policy set forth in some of these stores to deal with it. Let's be responsible on part of the legislature then and set a standard for these people to meet. And that's all I'm asking you today with the amendment to this bill, is set a policy, a standard, to keep the hands of the alcohol out of the individuals who shouldn't have it. The area needs to be cordoned off, and if they're responsible enough to sell it, they're going to be responsible enough to live to the provisions I'm asking for in the amendment to this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is... Roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is supported. The question before the Senate is the Moore motion to amend Senate Bill 172. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
APA?
Aye.
Boag? Rose,
no.
Brown,
no.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuick,
aye.
Dennert,
aye.
Dietrich Larry,
no.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
no.
Hagen, Hangey,
no.
Ham,
no.
Hotmucker,
no.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken? McIntyre?
No.
Reedy or Moore? Excuse me.
Aye.
Munson?
No.
Olson?
No.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Valesky? Aye.
Whitey?
No.
Senator McCracken? Senator McCracken? Madam President, ayes 16, nays 17, excused 2.
The motion has failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect and is declared lost. Further remarks on Senate Bill 172. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, since we can't be responsible enough to put a reasonable amendment on the bill, I think that we need to take a close look at what we've got here today. And what we have got here is an additional licenses for out-of-state corporations for liquor licenses in the state of South Dakota. In many instances, we're going to make access and availability of that liquor or that alcohol much more easily for our underage people in South Dakota to become in contact or access to. I could have supported 172 had we put the amendment on. But now I think it's responsible and incumbent upon us, as reasonable and responsible legislators, to say no to this particular issue. No, simply because of the fact that we don't want these areas of these large stores monitored. We don't want them cordoned off. We don't want to refuse access to underage individuals to these particular areas of the store. I guess the refusal to put the amendment on says you don't accept this bill at all. You do not agree with this bill. And I'm hoping that that's the way the vote turns out on this bill. I would hope that you think about this very seriously, very carefully, and that you would oppose Senate Bill 172. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Munson.
Well, you know, I'd ask you to support the bill. You know, they're going to live under the same laws that any other store is going to be under. And if they do sell to a minor, and I'm sure they don't want it because it is sales to their business, if they sell to an underage, they're going to lose their license there. They've got the same rules and regulations that anyone else has. So I really think that they take training and they take efforts not to do it. And it's an item that as these stores change, I mean, there you can take your laundry, you can go banking and everything else there, and it's a convenience for the customers that come there. And it doesn't give any more license. The licenses are there, and it just allows them the opportunity when they're there to shop. And so I just ask you to pass the bill as is. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I stand against Senate Bill 172. I think one of the most serious problems that we have in our country today is children and alcohol. I don't believe that we should make it any easier for them to buy alcohol today than it is today. We have plenty of places with liquor store. We have good control over the last number of years of liquor licenses, and I don't know why we want to cut in and make changes for any, whether it's in a large town or a small town. There's plenty of liquor available today. I am not against drinking. I have one once in a while myself, but I do think it's up to us to control it, not ask you to please defeat this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 172. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Broz?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuick?
No.
Dennard?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
No.
Drake? Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangi? Ham?
No.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
No.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken? McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Reedy?
No. Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
No.
Bitter?
No.
Valesky?
No.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Dennard?
Aye.
Senator McCracken?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 18, nays 16, excused 1.
Senate Bill 172 has received a majority vote of the members-elect. Senator Moore.
Madam President, I give my notice of intent to reconsider.
It is so noted and is declared passed.